Today we are focusing on cleanliness. When we are talking about cleanliness, we are having different concepts of cleanliness. One is the physical cleanliness that we are talking about, which is how do you maintain your home and how do you maintain your clothes, how do you maintain your living room, your bedroom, and other aspects of the house. And the second part is mental cleanliness. How are your thoughts? And the third is, when we talk about physical cleanliness, we are also talking about the food that you eat. How are you maintaining your body? It's not only about how you're maintaining your house. The physical cleanliness also talks about how you maintain your body, which means how much food do you eat, how do you eat, when do you eat, why do you eat, for what do you eat. So all these contribute to cleanliness. So today we are going to practice two things. One is, at the subtle level, we are going to practice physical cleanliness, and also at the gross level, we are going to learn what are the different ways for us to know how to maintain this cleanliness from a physical perspective in terms of your clothes, in terms of your living space, and also in terms of your emotions and feelings. This is what we are going to learn today. So we're going to have more practices and less of introductions. I think cleanliness is something that we all understand. So when we started off asking the question, and we got very few people who said cleanliness, most of them spoke about service without expectation and so many other things, but which are very easy for us to talk about, but quite challenging to practice, because it takes a lot to serve and not to expect. It takes a lot. Though we all say that we don't expect, on the inside we do end up expecting, but it's very difficult for someone to just go out of the way and not focus on oneself and to completely be able to give oneself out to everything that's around them. So that is quite challenging. It comes with a lot of training, or it should be an inborn quality. So now let us start the practice straight away. First thing we'll do is to get to ground zero, which means to completely ground ourselves and to connect to the inner conscience. So if you will, please sit straight. And what I mean by sitting straight is raise your hip bones, rather raise your hips a little above your knees. So you may want to sit at a height which is about 4 inches above your knees. This is point number one. The second point is that you should not sit on a sofa. Please do not sit on a sofa. Please do not use your backrest. If you're sitting on a chair, if you're sitting on the ground, do not use a wall to sit on. Make sure that your back is straight. Now, how to maintain a straight back? As you're sitting straight, pull your abdomen in. Pull your abdomen inside. You will see your spine will automatically straighten up. Now lift your shoulders up and roll them halfway backward so your spine is absolutely straight. When that happens, you will realize that your breath automatically drops. The number of times you breathe per minute automatically drops, and your mind becomes silent. So there's no need for you to do a lot of circus or tricks to silence the mind. You just have to maintain the appropriate posture and the mind will simply go blank. Once you've drawn the abdomen in, you don't have to maintain it that way. You just maintain the posture. And if you tend to lose your posture, then you'll have to restore the posture so you can be thoughtless for lengthy periods of time. Now, let's get to the practice. If you're sitting on a chair, do not cross your legs because it is required for the energy to flow through your body and not to stop anywhere in between in the body. So let it flow through. So keep your feet next to each other. If you're sitting on the ground, you can definitely cross your legs. Then the energy will just enter from the top of the spine and leave from the bottom of the spine. It will circulate. Now think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. It's on the ground. You can think, imagine, visualize, or feel, whichever is coming easy to you. In front of you, imagine, think, visualize a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. Walk up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And come back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Check your posture once again. Make sure your spine is absolutely straight. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. Let this energy flow through your whole body and your whole being. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any clutter, any worries. Let it all go. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. Let it flow through you. Let it flow to every part of your being, and let it flow through you. Let it flow through every vessel, every nerve, every particle of your body. As you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may have in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. We all have learned to tolerate pain, emotional pain, physical pain, psychological pain. Let go of all that. Be like a child. Be vulnerable. The moment you experience pain, immediately take action to either move away from the pain or to resolve the situation. Never tolerate pain. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. Let it flow through every small cell in your body. And let it remove all the muscle memories, all the sadness, all the anger, all the desperation. Every single memory that has taken your happiness away from you, let it remove all of it from you. As you breathe out, let go of all these negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories. Let go of everything that takes away your happiness from you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in deeply. Again, let it circulate through the entire beingness of yours. And as you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or any weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or any other. The mind develops lethargy, laziness, tiredness. Let go of all of it. The body cannot feel tiredness. It is the mind which produces all those feelings. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this love. Allow more and more of this love to come to you. Let it flow into every part of your being. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, any other emotions that you may be carrying. Let go of everything else. Realign your posture. Make sure you're sitting straight. If you're not, pull your abdomen in. Roll your shoulders up and back halfway so your body is absolutely straight but not stiff. Now ask your higher consciousness to show you your inner house. Just imagine a house. You can look at it from outside, whether there are stairs, whether there's a door. And identify the rooms, whether there's a living room, whether there's a veranda, whether there are how many bedrooms, your toilets, your kitchen, balcony, anything, just a house. But this is not your dream house. This is not the desire that you are looking for. That's not what we are asking you to imagine. We are just asking you to imagine your inner house. So ask your higher consciousness to show you your inner house. Step into the house and go from one room to the other. Your veranda, your living room, your bedroom, your kitchen, the bathrooms, the toilets. The inner house represents our psychology. How your mind is, how your feelings are, is how you will maintain your house. So observe your inner house. You don't have to try very hard. You can just ask your higher consciousness to show you your inner house. Sometimes when you're trying to search with your eyes closed, you may not be able to see it. But with your eyes fixated in the lower gaze, you will be able to see the house. Walk towards the house, open the door. If the door is locked, you can give yourself the access to this door, open it. Step into the veranda, observe how the arrangement is. If it is chaotic, if it is disorderly, arrange your house accordingly. Get rid of things that you do not need. Put them in a large cover. Start accumulating everything that you don't need. Put them in the large cover and bring it outside the house. And arrange your house the way you need to. Now move into the living room. Again, arrange the spaces and get rid of everything that you don't need, that has been there for a considerable amount of time which you have not used. Now move into one of the bedrooms of the inner house and cleanse the space. This is your emotional space. Declutter, arrange, remove everything that you believe is sitting there which you are not using. get into the kitchen, set the kitchen in order. If you feel like you can retile the kitchen, cleanse the slab, change things, bring new stuff, remove the old stuff, do whatever is needed for you to get your kitchen in order. Get into the toilet, in the bathroom, clean them. If they are separate, you can clean them one after the other. The veranda is an expression of your attitude towards others. Your living space is how you treat yourself. The bedroom is your emotional space, your personal space. The kitchen is your nourishing space. Physical nourishment, emotional nourishment, mental nourishment. The bathroom represents your cleanliness, and your toilets are the places where you flush. How much are you flushing? How much are you holding on to? Once you've cleaned the whole space, then come out of the house. Observe it once from afar, to make sure that it is clean the way it needs to be. Get rid of all that you brought out that you didn't need. And imagine a large hole in Mother Earth and ask her to receive it so that she can disintegrate it and circulate it to wherever it needs to go. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Once you have cleaned your energy space, it is also necessary that you follow through and clean your physical space. Being the weekend, this is something you can do to get rid of everything that you have not used in the last 6 months. Give it away. Do not put it up for sale, because the price that you think it will sell for and the price that people think they would like to buy will have a disparity. It will end up finding some corner or some other space in the house. So the clutter will not go out of the house. Consider giving it away. This is the second practice. Now sit again, pull your abdomen inside. get your back spine straight, lift your shoulders up and rotate it halfway backwards so that your body is absolutely straight. Your back should be straight but not stiff. Do not protrude your head forward. Keep it in line with the spine. Do not use a backrest. Do not sit on a couch. You do not have to necessarily do anything to empty the mind. If you maintain this posture, automatically the mind becomes quiet. If any thought comes, ignore it. If the thought is too strong, you are not able to ignore it. See yourself as a third person, pick up the thought and put it in the fire. Once you have removed the thought from the space, bless the space so no thought takes that place. Come back to conscious awareness, relax your body and open your eyes when you're ready. With this straight back, how many of you were able to experience complete blankness or nearly no thought? Excellent. That's nice. See, it's so simple. It's so simple that you can So you don't have to. The notion is that we have to empty the mind. You don't have to do any of that. It's actually a bad posture that causes your mind to be busy. When you have a bad posture, then the vayu, or rather the hyperactivity, gets stuck in the body, keeps traveling and produces all these thought forms. But when you straighten your spine and bring it to the right posture, everything, then the energy just flows through seamlessly, and there is no more thinking, no more thoughts being produced. That's how simple it is. So you don't have to necessarily do anything to clear your thoughts. You just have to maintain the appropriate posture. Pull your abdomen inside, sit straight, and just raise your shoulders and push it back, and then you will see all your thoughts will just reduce.